We have any comments from the public at this time? Okay, seeing we don't have any public comments, I will. JD, do you have any questions or concerns about the August 27th, 2025 board meeting minutes?
August? No.
I do not either. I will entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
I second. How do you vote?
Aye.
I vote aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Board review of the cemetery lot line adjustment and possible approval to sign the quit claim deed. Do you have any questions on that, JD?
Was anything changed from the last time we discussed this?
I'm sorry, they actually have the wrong thing in the packet. What we're looking for is the boundary document. So we did the quit claim deed last time, so that deed has been approved. So what we were looking for is that there were two documents that came to us. One was the quit claim deed. The second one was the boundary adjustment. And so that one was, and I don't know if we can do that if we got the wrong thing listed on the agenda.
You got the wrong what?
The wrong action item listed on the agenda.
So didn't we already approve that?
The quit claim deed has been approved.
Yeah, but the quit claim deed and the boundary line adjustment were action items on the at the last meeting, right?
No, just the quit claim deed, which is why we were doing the boundary line adjustment this time, because it also had to be approved by both both people.
So
let me do this.
Blow that up.
That was the September 2024 board meeting?
Yeah. So
the Stansbury Greenbelt Board of Area Board of Trustees agenda said board review of the cemetery lot line adjustment and a possible approval to sign the quitclaim deed. So it was both of them.
Okay.
So we've already taken action on that at the last board meeting.
So let me explain what's going on so that everybody understands it. This is the area down by the cemetery. That adjustment does three things. That boundary adjustment does three things. And it wasn't clear in my mind what we were doing before, so I'm not sure it was clear in everybody else's mind. So this is the road, and this is the area where the mill is. The document does three things. One is it adjusts the line for the two properties owned by the county, which doesn't affect us at all. The second thing moves the lot line from where the fence currently is to this line, which is where it should have been originally, plus the 15 feet for the lot line. And it, which is why the SSA has to get involved, this little chunk of property for some reason is deeded to the SSA. So this boundary line adjustment wipes that out. The SSA is deeding that over to the Greenbelt, so the Greenbelt will absorb that as part of, everything else is Greenbelt. So that little chunk of property that's SSA is being deeded over to the Greenbelt.
And that's consistent with the overall strategy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So from my understanding, we approved that at last meeting,
yes.
So there's no further action required on that item. Okay, thank you.
So does that include the boundary line change?
It did on the agenda.
Yeah, at last meeting when we approved it.
It's approved.
Yeah.
I just thought there were some issues. I saw some puddling going on afterwards. Look at this.
Yeah, we were trying.
And
to,
I was trying to figure trying out if there was an issue.
Sort this out.
So what?
But if it's been approved.
Yeah.
Point.
Yeah, and so what we realized at last meeting that because the Stansbury Service Agency is involved in this, they need to approve it as
well. They need to approve that as well so that chunk is...
And we'll have to do that at next meeting.
Yeah,
that wasn't on last one. This one wasn't.
Yeah. No, not the last meeting.
Okay.
That's why we had it on.
I just want to make sure it was clear.
Oh, for the service agency?
Yeah, we didn't have this, I haven't seen this one.
Yeah.
And,
because this, we didn't include this in the service agency packet because we were not aware that
little section there.
Right.
Yeah.
We thought that remained in place, so the only thing we talked about on the other one was
the boundary change farther west.
By the, correct, so.
So this is an example of re-deeding something from SSA to.
Correct.
To one of the service areas, right? So this is what our policy would address, right? On the subject that we need to write? It says if you're going to deed something over, then you got to do this.
No, that's really more for developers providing stuff to us. This is a different process whereby it's internally to the service agency, to one of the boards.
Okay, well, I guess my point is.
I assume that would be done by deed now also instead of the boundary adjustment or.
Well, I can't remember the details on the quitclaim deed, who that's coming from.
So the quitclaim deed only handles this portion, which is by the elementary school. And so what that does is it deeds a chunk of property along this line.
That's right.
The elementary school. That's why it's a quitclaim deed, because it's going from us
this line
to Tooele County.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Right, that line.
Yep.
One line, two lines.
Well, this is the school. Yeah. That's our cemetery, and so they're deeding this a few feet section over because the school is already occupied.
We're basically matching the existing fence line that
correct.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay, next order of business is board review and possible approval of the resolution 2025-10-01, canceling the elections, the 2025 elections. This resolution is officially canceling the election because we have two spots open on the Greenbelt service area, and there were only two candidates that had applied. So there is no need to expend additional funds and resource to hold an election when we don't need to. So this resolution basically explains that process. Do you have any questions, JD?
I do. I have a minor question. So normally on ballots you can have write-ins. Is that something that's not feasible for an election like this?
So in Utah, for you to be a write-in candidate, there's a deadline, and you have to acknowledge that you're willing to accept the position as a write-in candidate.
Well, Donald Duck gets votes every
and
four
don't,
years.
Yeah, they don't count any of those because he's not a valid write-in candidate. So in order to be a write-in candidate,
you have to declare ahead of time.
Right, and what we're saying is that time has passed, so there is no capability for a write-in candidate.
I suspected such an answer.
Okay. I will entertain a motion for approval, unless you have additional questions.
No, I would make a motion to cancel the elections for 2026 for the Greenbelt Board because only two candidates are applying for two positions.
And this would be the
2025 election for 2026.
And so we need to approve the resolution 2025-10-01, canceling the election. You want to add that to your motion?
I make a motion to approve the resolution 2025-10-01, the cancellation of elections in 2025. For the Greenbelt Board.
And I will second that motion. JD?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I second. How do you vote? And I vote aye as well. Motion passes. Meeting is adjourned at 8:10 p.m.
If you haven't noticed.